Woodhouse has been a trusted partner for your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. We move right along with Hour 2 of Sports Nightly, a best-of show tonight as we listen to Nebraska baseball against UCLA in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game earlier this year. We've reached the seventh inning with Huskers on top, 5-0. We pick up the action with the Big Red coming to the plate in the top of the seventh. Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley have the call.
Sun really shining now here on the diamond in downtown Omaha. As I say, that off-speed goes outside. After talking about how he'll try to get everybody with the straight heat. Starts the changeup outside, 1-0. Randall kicks and fires. There's a fastball missed inside, 2-0. Cal Randall, sophomore out of Discovery Bay, California. One of many sophomores on this team. That number one recruiting class 2 years ago. There's a breaking ball in there for strike one. 2-1 pitch. Just got a piece of that one. Tapped off the left shoe of Riley Silva. Now 2-2 on the Husker lead man. 2-2 pitch. Laid off a high heater, and they'll appeal down the third. But third base umpire Travis Reiniger said he did check his swing. It's now 3-2 on Riley Silva. Huskers would love to get a base runner, especially after the lift Ty Horn gave in the last half inning. This place would get rocking again. Here's the payoff pitch. That one is driven into center field. Coming in is Peyton Brennan, and it'll drop in for a single. And that ends a string of 10 straight retired. And Nebraska has their lead man aboard and a chance to work for some more runs and some insurance here in the seventh.
And you got power on power here with Randall and Beauty.
So Max Butenbach again. Brought into this game after the first inning when Robbie Bullen hurt his leg on making a great catch. First pitch to Beauty. High and out. On the fastball. 95 miles an hour on the heater.
Randall threw yesterday against Iowa and was perfect against the Hawks.
Max Butenbach is third at bat of this game. 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Got a piece of that one just back to the screen on the heater at 95 again. That one was elevated up in the zone. One ball, one strike. On the Husker right fielder out of Lincoln Southeast. Max Butenbach, who had such a good season, especially as of late before a long illness sidelined him for nearly a month. The 1-1 pitch runner takes off. The throw down to second. Not in time. Gets out into center field. Riley Silva doesn't see it, though, and so he'll stay at second. Peyton Brennan was charging in. Even if Silva gets himself up, that might have been a close play at third. No need to risk it here. You got the man now in scoring position. It's a 2-1 count here on Max Butenbach.
That's not an easy pitch to steal on. That's 95 up. And an easy pitch for Duggar to handle, and he just spiked it in front of the bag.
So Riley Silva gets stolen base number 10 on the year. Tied with Caden Brumball in the team lead. Two balls, one strike here on Butenbach. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Huskers looking for more after leading 5-0. The pitch. Breaking ball to Beauty. Snapped it on the inside corner. 2-2 on Max Butenbach.
That was not a strike.
Two balls, two strikes. Randall out of the stretch. Big kick fires. Ground ball over to first base. That'll move Riley Silva over to third. It's handled by LeVue. He steps on the bag, but now Nebraska as a big runner 90 feet away with less than 2 outs for Caden Brumball. Good job, Max Butenbach, putting it in play and at the very least getting the runner 90 feet.
It's absolutely perfectly fine. 95 and on the hands with two strikes. You do exactly what you need to do. And now the Bruins forced to bring the infield in.
Caden Brumball does have a single in this one. Shot one through the right side in the first inning. He's 1-for-3 on the afternoon. 319 hitter, 74 hits, big opportunity for 75 here with that drawn in infield. First pitch, breaking ball way outside. Snapping a slider or two. Cal Randall, pretty much all he's shown is the fastball and the slider. You're not kidding about that leg kick. hurts my hamstrings just watching it. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss on the fastball. 94 miles an hour. One ball, one strike on Brumbaugh.
Got to make sure no one's around him when he's pitching. It's dangerous.
Long look in. Silva leading away from third with one out. 1-1 pitch. Just off the plate, 2-1. 97 on that fastball. Ben mentioned, this is the power arm for UCLA. And he has shown it, but 95, 97. 2-1 offering. Just got a piece of that one, 94 fastball. Two balls, two strikes on Caden Brumbaugh. Comes set. Here's the 2-2. He just floats this one foul, and that's going to reach the seats. For a moment, you're wondering, well, if Caden Brumbaugh could just flick that over LeVou. But that thing was well foul on the right side. Just wasted the 86-mile-an-hour slider, and there it was on the outer half, just like we talked about. Two balls, two strikes. See if he comes back with a heater. The pitch. Slider on the outside corner, just off the plate, but called strike three. Caden Brumbaugh doesn't like it, and I don't blame him. That thing was off the plate. You want your hitter to take that. And I think Brum saw that pretty well and just didn't get the call. My goodness. That's a tough one to go down on. So it's up to Gabe Swanson to bring in Riley Silva at third base now with two outs. First pitch. Fastball up at 96 miles an hour. 1-0. Well, you mentioned good on good, power on power with Buten back in. And Cal Randall, we got that same matchup here. Comes set, 1-0 pitch. Just off the plate, 2-0. And I think they're probably going to be a little careful here with Gabe Swanson. Gabe now at 2-0. I mean, you're looking for one pitch and one pitch only. All about being on time here. Here's the 2-0. There's a fastball just on the outer half for strike one. And that's the one for Gabe Swanson. You're not trying to go after it. That'll be a protection offer. Here's the 2-1. Just missed off the plate. 3-1. Tried to go in a similar spot with that fastball. Gabe Swanson showing some good discipline.
You said it. They're being very careful to Swanee. But I'm okay with Sanderson and the matchup on deck.
Sanderson would hit if Gabe Swanson could get on base. Riley Silva leading away from third with two away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a rip at that one. That was probably the best opportunity there in that count for Swanee to get one, and he just missed it. Now full here on Gabe Swanson. Big pitch coming. Randall kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him. And so that will retire the side. No runs off one hit. No errors. One runner left on base. Stretch time. Here at Charles Schwab Field, it'll be 6-7-8 due up for UCLA as the Huskers lead it 5-0 here in the Big Ten Championship. Nebraska needing to win this title to keep their season alive in an NCAA tournament. UCLA will be going to the NCAAs, but they have a shot to possibly host. Breaking ball misses inside to the leadoff hitter of the inning, Peyton Brennan, center fielder. 0-2, grounded into a double play in the second, struck out in the fifth. Ty Horn still at it here in the seventh. Fastball misses just low. 2-0 here on Peyton Brennan. Fastball down the middle, 2-1. 2-1 offering. Here's a curveball turned on over ground ball to Caden Brumbaugh. He flips it over to first for the first down. Getting that first out, so key. And good job by Ty Horn battling back, being down 2-0.
And the hope with every leadoff man out, the next guy starts to press a little bit more.
Blake Baltz, the DH, 7-0 hitter. Fouls off the first one he sees into the sweets. 93 miles an hour on the heater there. We said this a couple innings ago, Ben. He'll start settling low 90s, but he can reach back and bring one or two. He's shown that throughout the year. There's a weakly hit ground ball over to Caden Brumbaugh, over to second. First, he was at second. over to first. It's been a long week.
It's an out. That's what we should care about.
Exactly right. People are thinking, wait, why did he go to second? Eh, they just wanted to make it challenging.
Got him out. That's what you need to know. There's two outs in the seventh.
Cashel Duggar, the hitter. Eight-hole hitter. A couple of... And a ground out and a flyout. It was the first time that they've retired Bolts, too. He had walked and then was hit by a pitch. So, a big out there. Two away here in the bottom of the seventh for Duggar. 0-2. First pitch, low. 1-0 here on the eight-hole hitter. Pops this one up foul off to the left. Going to reach the seats. It's 1-1. Phoenix call waiting on deck if UCLA extends the inning. Then it's the top of the order for the Bruins. Nebraska out hitting UCLA 8-3. Leading where it counts as well. 5-0 on the scoreboard. 1-1 pitch. Another ground ball hit over to second. Kane Brumball busy. Gloves it over to first. Retires the side. Bruins go down in order. And how about Ty Horn just keeps coming at UCLA.
Another impressive half inning from Ty Horn, and you ahead 5-0 through 7. We'll listen to the 8th when we come back with more of Hour 2 here on Sports Nightly.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.